I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
We're taking questions from the public again and also from the Patreon. We got to do like every other or something like that. Something like so. Hey, guys, it's a whole new week. No, we're not wearing the same stuff. What are you guys talking about? It's a coincidence. All four of us were in the exact same thing at the exact same time.
Hey, and we're back with another episode of Daddy's Issues.
Why'd you put an S on it?
Daddy's
Issues. Daddy's.
Oh, he put a Z at the end of Daddy's?
He put Daddy's. On it.
Daddy's.
His Daddy Issues would have to be a whole show about.
That's when we take our shirts off. Daddy Issues.
That's a special Patreon only.
That'll be on my OnlyFans page.
Keon would love that.
How many?
Only one in shape.
I'm getting back in shape.
Keon's never been out of shape.
I think I have to officially stop lifting weights. I think I'm too broken to lift anymore.
You used to lift?
Here's the thing, though. I hate sneeze so much. This is why I be determined. To ruin Sneed's Disney hookup. Did you see? You caught the shot, right, Keon?
I did.
That made it sound like you never lifted before.
I
believe Chaz lifts weights. Chaz just doesn't. I don't do the cardio, and he doesn't eat right.
I don't do the other stuff to get the weight off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But my body, I don't think it's. I think I'm too old for it to heal the same.
Sneed doesn't believe you ever lifted a weight.
I never said that.
You don't see I have the good frame. It's like, oh, the frame is good. It's just, it's worn and it's filled
out.
It's
a regular frame.
It's not a regular frame. I got the broad shoulders. I got crazy traps. You can't even see
the
traps.
He got a Buick frame.
Feel that trap. Point right there. That's a big ass trap right there. Come on, man.
That's a lot of clothing.
Trap you feel. That's not
that's
the American.
So that's not this drawstring from your hoodie?
No, that part, but not the. So you miss. You that part.
Built Ford tough.
There you go. That's a trap. See that trap? It's a trap. Try it. Hit it one more time. I'm gonna flex it.
Oh yeah, that's a trap.
That's a trap. Okay. I almost broke my collarbone flexing the trap. Oh god, you can't really flex those. It's hard to. It's hard to.
Where's DC when you need him? This is perfect timing for DC to come in with some bullshit about Chaz.
But my shoulder bad, my back is bad, my knee is bad, my ankle is bad. It's over.
You know what that come from?
What, Sneed?
That's lack of calcium.
What?
You take calcium pills?
No.
You need to start.
I eat a lot of cheese, though.
Got to stop doing that, man.
Cheese ain't good.
That's not good.
I know. It's so good,
though. I'm telling you, man. I work with a lot of patients like you.
Okay.
Out of shape.
I don't like where this is going.
No. Because you're my
I don't like where this is
going. Okay. I can't
listen
help
to Dr. Sneed.
But it's the way he was talking. I work with a lot of patients like you.
Out of shape. He was about to go down a rabbit hole.
No.
Short, blessed, out of shape. Fucking bald.
40, 30 inch.
Have you had any suicidal thoughts?
He was about to go down a
wife hates you, kids don't respect you. Have you drove slowly across bridges lately?
Jeez Louise.
Have you bought any ropes? I have, actually. I bought a new noose today.
Hilarious.
Yeah, look at yourself.
Finish it, Sneed.
Did you look in the mirror and start crying and wonder what happened to me?
I'm just trying to help my friend out, man. That's it.
He's seen a lot of people like you, Chaz. He's just saying. Yeah. In the hospital.
In the hospital.
Losing their foot. It's always chopping off half a foot. I see a lot like you. Can't pee because your piss is crystals.
What up, dope?
Look at him taking a business.
Upstairs in the office.
Look at this shit right here.
Let's see if he changes his voice.
Doing my podcast.
No,
it's very serious.
Well, he's not talking to the whites.
Because he claimed us.
Well, yeah, he went to be talking like that to the whites.
He wouldn't talk
about
like that
podcast.
To the white.
No.
Oh, no.
No, no, he'd be like, oh, no, I'm black working
EP.
On the...
We have black EPs on this project.
Oh,
I was talking to one of the EPs, one of the blacks.
One of the blackies,
one
huh?
of the blacks.
Yes. Yeah. They were checking to see where I was. I was like, oh, I'm a podcast, bro.
Anybody seen Craig? Craig? Anybody seen Craig? Craig? That's when they get on the walkie. We need Craig. We need Craig. That's when they send their PA to come get you.
Hey, Mr. Waynes, they need you downstairs.
Kind of like that.
Do you make them all call you Mr. Waynes on set?
Yeah, what they be calling you in your professional setting?
Mr. Waynes.
Yeah.
It's always Mr.
Waynes. Fancy, you say?
It is.
Mr. Waynes, you say?
You don't never be like, oh, just call me Craig. You be like, yeah, Mr. Waynes is right.
No, Mr. Waynes.
I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you earned it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Have you had somebody try to get too familiar and you go like, this is your last day?
Actually.
Oh.
Actually, someone tried to get too familiar, not with me,
mm-hmm.
but with.
Not with Marlon.
With DC.
Oh. Oh, really?
He checked them real quick.
DC checked them?
You know the eye check.
Oh, DC. Yeah. you know what? DC is good for checking somebody.
Mm-hmm.
DC does not have a lot of like...
No, he's very little room for tolerance.
Yeah, he be like, hey, man, listen. he don't have a lot of... He gets fed up fast, but like he don't flash,
mm-hmm.
but he's very like
stern.
That's why I call him
Quiet Storm.
Yeah.
The only one that has a quicker temper is Sydney.
Yeah.
Those two, I'd be like, with I can tell with DC, he gives you the eyes,
mm-hmm.
but Sid would do this little head rub.
I can see that with Sid.
This little head rub, and it looks like he's talking to himself, but he ain't talking to himself. And then he'd be like, I told you outside.
Yeah.
Everything starts with going outside.
That's very respectful, though. That's a great, very respectful pull-up. I mean, call-out.
It's threatening.
But at least it's not flashing in front of a bunch. Because he could make you feel dumb in front of everybody.
It's the same feeling. Can I talk to you outside? Like, you're going to get chastised, it feels like.
That's fine. Outside, I appreciate it. I don't
want to. And DC give you the...
Yeah.
nothing's good coming from, let me talk to you outside.
I mean, it's better than, nigga, are you out your mind? In front of everyone. I don't want that.
That's facts.
Yeah. I don't want that.
Yeah, put me outside.
Yeah, put me outside.
Hey, man,
it's not the same. Because then you don't know what's said. But for that whole day... You're going to be, hey, nigga, you out your mind? Like, I don't want the quote of the day. Everywhere I go now, this nigga out his mind. You know what I mean. Like, nah, I don't want that.
Gotta talk to you outside.
I'd rather be, hey, it's Mr. Talk to You Outside. I'd rather be that than.
I respect a talk to you outside.
Talk to you outside.
I respect a call, a
hey,
text.
Let me talk to you.
I respect anything that where you address something and it ain't wild. It's just, hey man, can I highlight you? That's fine.
Yeah,
I'm okay with a pull aside.
Ain't that like writing? It's the same situation. Just
yeah,
just
the choices. That's exactly correct. Yeah,
I'm learning.
I don't know the last moment I had where I wanted to talk to somebody outside. I usually don't hold on to things like that. Usually, like .
I'm going to say it right here, right now.
Pretty much. When was the last time you had to talk to somebody outside?
I haven't. I've gotten talked to. I haven't pulled anybody, I don't think. But I've been the pulley several times.
I've definitely been pulled to the side.
Yeah, I've been the pulley several times.
I've been pulled to the side right here on the podcast. It wasn't even on the side.
When was the last time you was pulled to the side?
What up, dog?
With the drug dealer coat.
Last
Come
time
on
I pulled
now.
To the side?
I'm sure you pulled somebody to the side not too long ago.
I can't remember the last time I was pulled to the
That's
side.
That's what I'm saying. You were pulled to the side. Not you pulled somebody. You were pulled. Well, actually, no. Your original question was pulling to the side, right?
Pulled.
I don't think nobody's ever like pulled me to the side like that.
Well, Chaz has been pulled to the side.
Yeah, DC's pulled me to the
side. I've had to pull Chaz.
DC's pulled me to the side.
I've had to pull Chaz. To the side.
Wait. Does it only count in real life? Like, are we only counting live situation?
I love
you. All right, DC.
Are we only counting live situations like, hey, man, can I talk to you outside? Or are we talking somebody hits you later as well, like, hey, man, I got to holler at you about yesterday or whatever?
I think that's all the pull to the side.
It's still pull to the side.
Okay, well, then, yeah, I've had several of those.
Yeah, DC done pulled me to the side a couple times. Oh,
yes, he has.
You pulled the key onto the side?
I think he called me.
On
a
Disney thing, yeah. he had to pull you to the side.
The Disney thing wasn't me.
No, he pulled Chaz to the side.
I don't know if Chris Craig pulled me to the side, but he did be like, hey, nigga, look what happened. Were you pulling me to the side?
Yeah, that was kind of pulling you to the side.
Man, I did not take it as that. I was like, I thought we laughed together.
No, I mean, I didn't laugh.
I feel like you could still be cool in a pull to the side.
Yeah.
It's just, I was just letting you know.
I text Keon one time. I never pulled to the side, but yeah, I text Keon about something on how I felt. Like, hey, yo, bro. Mm-hmm.
But I never felt like he was like, nigga, come see me.
No.
It was just like, hey, this particular thing. And I was like, oh, my bad. You know,
I thought Chris was like, you believe this chick tripping? And I was like, man, that's crazy, man. And I didn't take it as a, hey, nigga, Chaz,
look what you did.
I didn't get that until right now at this very moment.
No, Sneed said, hey, could you remove that from the actual footage?
Yeah,
that's what I said.
That is not what you said, because that I would have done. But you did not say that.
Well, it was too late.
Yeah, yeah.
He said it after the fact.
After the fact. That was five episodes later.
He showed me the exchange between them, and I was like, that's wild. All right, man. See you later.
He didn't apologize. My bad, bro.
I didn't think I did something wrong. He didn't bring it to me like that.
And I expressed that my daughter was all messed up in the head. I said, we'll never go back to Disney again. Why? Because my friend Chaz on his podcast said X, Y, and Z.
I was dying.
How did you approach him?
I thought it was hilarious.
I'm trying to see if Chaz was...
I sent it
to, okay with not picking up on it.
I sent it to Chaz and Tony. This long message she sent me. I was like, hey, yo, look what old girl said.
Okay.
Chaz, I don't even think he read everything.
I read it all. I just took it in as what'd
you say after that?
Wait, you said, oh, that's wild.
Yeah, I said it was something like that. It was something mad.
Did you ever say, look what y'all did?
Probably, but I thought it was jokingly.
Okay.
Because to me, it wasn't a thing of like, hey, man.
Chaz doesn't have any accountability.
Well, was the girl pissed?
I have accountability. I just don't have
hold
the.
Hold on, here it is.
Was the girl pissed in the thing? Like, could you tell she was mad?
For sure.
Yes.
Yeah, he expressed it.
I sent it to you, Chaz. Why is that on here? I sent that to Chaz.
I know you definitely did. Yeah. You definitely DM'd me, I think.
She was pissed.
Oh, yes. If she's pissed, I think I automatically would have came out with it, my bad. If she was pissed.
Yeah, she was pissed. I sent it to Tony, too.
So my thing is this. I go, like, once it's on a podcast, I'm like, nigga, it's out there. What you want me to do? Like, I didn't make you say it. That's how I think. I thought we were all having a good time.
We were.
So that's what I thought. So then when you show me the result of it, I go like, damn, that's wild. See what happens when we say stuff out loud? this is what happens. So
see,
to me, I just go,
right there.
That's a regular day for me.
To sum it up, it was like this, Ken. Hey, Chris, I was driving home on a nice Sunday, and I wanted to watch some old episodes of Daddy, old episodes.
Yeah.
And I see this episode. So someone asked you if... you would do something X, Y, and Z with me, and you brought up how I looked.
Yeah.
You lost a friend
and a
fan for life. I'm never watching the show again.
Wait, what did we
do? That was on you, Chris. You being small-minded, that has nothing to do with Chaz. But I get where you were going with that. But no, that was just your fault.
If she's never watching the show, it's all of us.
Wait, what'd she say fuck me for?
What'd you hate me for?
I didn't do shit.
It was just Sneed.
Why you gotta stop watching the whole show?
So when Sneed, and mind you, bro, I can miss a lot. I've definitely missed signs before. This is we know this about me. Right. You gotta be like, hey, nigga, this. And if you don't say this is the problem, I'm gonna be like, well, that's wild, because everything is jokes until it's not jokes.
Right.
And so I thought it was jokes until this very moment.
That's hilarious.
I thought we were all laughing together.
That in Chad's defense, that
we
was like a pull to the side all the way.
His Disney connect. That's why we were laughing.
Yeah, but see, but the way Sneed hit me, his tone. There's no tone via text, right?
Right.
So tone wise, I thought you just like, yo, look at this.
No, but I called you though.
Yeah, Keon called me.
Yeah, yeah, because I needed to hear tones.
Yeah. I thought we were just laughing at her.
Tony said, "Damn, Sneed." That was it.
Yeah.
I would have chat GPT'd you an apology if I thought I was wrong.
Yeah,
that's what you should have did, Chaz.
I'm gonna chat. Maybe they didn't respond to
you
because
you kind of did it to yourself though. A little bit. I mean, I feel like Chaz set you up, but you did it. You were set up, but you didn't have to do it.
I was set up.
You didn't have to answer at all.
Yeah, you didn't have to.
Why would you say the truth?
You were doing.
That wasn't the truth.
I mean, not the truth. Why would you say something?
You could have been like, man, we ain't doing all that, man, and kept moving.
Or you could have just been like, oh, she fine as hell.
Well, you can't
yeah,
lie.
You could have said that.
You can always lie. Lying is always an option, bro.
Nah, it ain't, man.
And you know what you would have had? You wouldn't have had the absence of Disney.
We got a better one. God works in mysterious ways.
I'm ordained.
You know what I mean?
So I feel like what I did was good in the long run, right?
Yeah. Well, so don't. So you feel like you got me the good smell in Disney?
This led to that.
Oh, I meant to ask you something off camera and I forgot.
Because you would have been
off camera.
You'd have been with the musty one still.
She is not musty.
Wait, who said she was musty?
Thanks. See? Y'all see that?
She wasn't musty. I will not allow her to be musty.
I said she was musty.
I'm just talking.
And that's what he did on that episode.
I didn't lead you anywhere. I just said, how does she look? Or something like that.
I'd rather throw my dick off a cliff.
Yeah. That's the exact direct quote.
That is. That's what he said.
And you just have to understand, bro, I don't have the filter. When we're, if it's not personal to me, I ain't got no filter.
You don't care.
I don't know her.
I know. You don't care.
Yeah. I mean, I got like, well, this is going to matter to me.
My daughter was messed up, Chad.
Yeah. Now, see, now that you say it with the tone, I get it.
Poor Chloe.
Now I'm sorry. Now I apologize. I didn't mean to set you up and ruin it. But I feel like last episode, I handled it much better.
No, you've gotten better. You've matured.
I didn't lead you. See, you know what I'm saying?
You've matured.
It's about learning and getting better.
It is.
And then,
I agree.
Know, so then I go like, that's the real apology. It's in the change of behavior.
Am I right? I agree.
Am I right here? Huh?
You know what's crazy about navigating the world, though, is like you have to learn each person. Like each person you deal with in life, you have to like learn that person's thing.
Mm. Yeah, I agree.
You know what I mean? It's like it's so like who play what way, all these different, everybody grew up different, everybody had different, you know, you'd be like, God damn, navigating adulthood.
I assume most things were joking. I go like, because otherwise.
And the whole thing, all my responses were jokes.
Yeah.
Well, because I feel like, hey. And that's just in general with most, especially like with other comedians, I just assume that we're all laughing at this thing together.
Yeah.
And then somebody would be like, nah, I'm serious. And I go like, oh, nigga, my bad. Like, yeah, I didn't know this was a serious. Yeah, I was like, I didn't know we were serious. I thought we were joking.
Wrong room.
Yeah.
He came in the wrong room with that one.
And it might just be I don't take a ton of things, hardly anything personal. If I don't think it's personal, I go like, well, why would that be a personal? So if I don't think it's personal, if I thought you did something on purpose to insult me, I'd be like, hey, nigga. What's...
Well, that's the thing, too. I think you have, and I'm low-key guilty of it sometimes, too, is like the positive outlook of like everybody's chilling.
Right.
Right? And then you got others who are very, very pessimistic or have just been through a lot. Be like, nah, what the fuck that mean?
Yeah, you know, it's just a different attack.
Right.
It's a different, you know, how people move. So you'd be like, I don't think, because we even have discussions like this in our group chat. Well, somebody put something in there and be like, what y'all think about this?
Right.
And like two of us would be like, I don't think they were saying that. And another two would be like, nah, nigga, that seemed like a shot. You know what I mean?
Right,
It's like, and it's the same too.
It depends on what you're talking about. You know what I mean?
But is that bad? So Chaz asked me, would I smash? I said, no. Nah, well, he said she would. And I was like, nah, if you seen her, I don't know. You wouldn't smash either, or nobody would smash.
Ooh.
And whoa.
Self-inflicted wound.
It was the second part.
Self-inflicted wound right there.
So it was the second part?
Yeah. Second part.
Self-inflicted wound.
Because it went from your personal person was like, ain't nobody fucking this bitch. Like, it changed.
Whoa. Keon made it sound worse.
That's how it was.
That's how it sounded to her.
That's why if you say, would you smash? No. Just, you know, no. But nobody would smash.
That removes.
That means across the board, we voted. As a society, it'd be like, unfuckable. Like, that's on the ballot, November 4th. Would you fuck? Nah, Prop 50. You know what I mean? Like, it's there.
Yeah, that sounds like a self-inflicted.
You double down.
You spoke for everybody.
Yeah, you spoke for everybody.
It's like this. It's like, I put the gun on the table, and then you were like, pew. You know what I'm saying?
And then you was like, well, how many shots can I get? You just kept pulling.
And then you were like, Chaz brought the gun.
That was on you. That double down was on you.
Nobody is crazy.
It, yeah, that double down was on you.
And the only reason I apologize because the only reason I said I didn't want my girl to be jealous and feel like I thought this woman was attractive.
See, that's
and
what I told you that to message. Say. You remember that? Don't,
that's fair.
I said that.
That's fair.
Well, now why would you say you told me to say that?
Because it's hilarious. Sneak.
Oh, that was a joke.
I thought we still joking.
That's hilarious.
This is what you do.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
see? I just find a situation. I go, how do I make this worse?
See, I don't
know. No, I was yeah, actually what, sitting yeah, there see, when he did tell you to take that. We were all sitting there.
Yeah. And see, and then I find it now hilarious. You see?
Because I kind of zoned out for a little bit.
And you should.
It's a, yeah. Because I'm the opposite. Now, that's something I don't do.
See,
I'm not, when it comes to,
I appreciate you, Craig.
I'm a de-escalator.
See, Craig's a villain with me.
I'm not a villain. Yeah. I'm not a villain.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Not intentionally. That's why when people get mad at me, I'd be like, you got to understand, I'm never trying to be the villain.
And Craig just said he was sitting there when this guy, that's another punchline. That was funny, Craig. That was funny.
Because it was all DM. He could have been sitting there. It's been a little crazy lately. We even had a government shutdown that took like a whole month and a half to rectify. Everybody's stretching that dollar like Mr. Fantastic. It is getting too hard out here, making it week to week, month to month. Sometimes you need a little help. And if you need a little help, do what I do. Get yourself Earn In. Earn In is an app that lets you access your pay as you earn up to $150 a day with a max of $750 between paydays. Just download the Earn In app and add your info and start accessing your pay as you work and leave an optional tip to help keep the app running for everyone. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I tell people all the time, man, like I have one of those times where I'm like, hey, man, rent's paid, car's paid. If one thing goes awry, this whole thing is done. We're moving back to the van and moving back to Michigan. But things like earning, man, it helps you get to that extra little over the hump. So download Earning today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earning app, type in Daddy Issues under podcast. And when you sign up, it'll really help the show. That's Daddy Issues under podcast. Earning is a financial technology company, not a bank. Access limits are based on your earnings and risk factors. Standard cash out takes 1 to 2 business days with no mandatory fees. Expedited transfers available for a fee. Tips are voluntary and don't affect the service. Available in select states. Terms and restrictions apply. Visit earning.com for full details. Download Earning and now and take control of your pay.
Craig's definitely a villain.
The apology was on the DM, so he couldn't have been sitting
there,
right?
Craig, you agreed that he told me to apologize to her the way I did?
Yeah. Absolutely. Right, Chaz?
That's what I heard. That's what I heard.
I wasn't there.
And see, and now Snee's like, hey, you guys, I'm serious. And then we go like, we are too. And there's nothing you can do about it.
You got a new connect.
Right? So now you're stuck. There's nothing you can do about this.
You got a good connect. Did we lose a follower? Yeah. You heard us? That one follower, hey, the checks ain't clearing the sale.
We got a new smell good follower.
Oh, yeah, we gained
we still have to have sympathy. What if she comes back and wants to follow the podcast again?
Yeah.
Well, now we don't need her. We didn't say anything offensive. You didn't. So we're all
right. Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out why she mad at us. I didn't do nothing.
I saw her picture. I thought she was beautiful.
I haven't seen her.
Y'all want to see her?
No.
I'm not doing that.
Because I don't want to lie. I'm not a good
Craig
liar.
Craig don't want to see. Huh?
I'm not a good liar.
Okay.
So
you can't.
I trust your taste and smell. So if you say
wait, who are you talking about? The new one or the old one?
The old one.
No, I don't.
Yeah, he said she's funky, so she funky.
I didn't say that.
Oh, musty.
But the old one.
Musty.
Craig.
He just said musty today.
Chad said she was musty.
See, for me now, I get to just watch the chaos.
What did you
happen.
Say she
I
was.
Sit back and I watch the chaos and I go, dance puppets, dance.
See, that's never been me. See,
that's never been Keon. I never talked about the old one today. I talked about the new one that she smells good.
Yeah, good one.
Yeah, but the
that doesn't mean the other one stunk.
Right.
I was going off what Chad said.
I was going off what Sneeze said.
And I didn't say she was musty.
I think you said musky. Musk.
I didn't mention
say M&M's. He didn't say nothing.
I thought he said husky.
That's what I was talking about you. Because remember you was talking about your collarbone or whatever?
My amazing traps.
He said you was thick, Keon.
I didn't say that.
Nobody said that.
Oh. Nobody said that. Okay. Nobody said thick.
That's what I heard.
He said dusky. What's going on?
I don't know.
Sneak definitely said I was thick enough to get my foot chopped off.
He did say that.
Something happened with a foot being chopped off.
But did I say he was thick enough? Okay.
I don't know.
Let me ask Keon, because Keon is the most honest one on this show.
That's true.
I would listen.
Did I mention him?
I just remember. Thick? I mean, not in that word.
You didn't use the two
what
C's.
What word did he use? I know he said something.
Well, double. First he went down the rabbit hole of "I know people like you."
People I did like say that.
Okay. That's how it started.
Yeah,
I know people like you.
Patients. I was talking about my patients.
Yeah,
at work.
He said, "I know patients like
who
you.
Are dying."
I got people that
obesity.
Come in, and he said, "They're fat, they're short, they're bald."
Yeah.
Now they wear hats
and they throw you under the bus
all the time.
Yeah.
He's like, they wear hats. We're sick of it. He said all kind of things that were just.
Yeah, it was a lot. It was a lot said.
Okay. He said fat, not thick.
Yeah. See, you hurt people. This is what you do. You just hurt people. Like, I know. I'm in the same boat with homegirl now. Because now I'm just like, oh, I'm a fuckable too. We're in the same boat now. This is what I'm hearing.
Might be.
But did I give you a solution?
Chaz,
what
nobody.
Was the solution? You didn't tell me anything.
Did I give him a solution?
He said calcium.
Thank you.
Oh.
He did.
You need calcium.
What'd you
pills?
Tell homegirl to do?
If you want to be fucked, you take calcium.
What was your Chris needs. What was your advice to her? Calcium?
What if...
If you want to get fucked, take calcium.
Is that what you told me?
That's what I heard. That's what he said. That's basically what he said. That's basically what he said.
Now you got Keon over here lying.
That's basically what he said. That's basically what he said.
I didn't say that.
I heard you just
calcium.
Say
you did say calcium. What does calcium do?
Calcium is for his bones.
Yeah.
Not
yeah, Keon
be big bone. Is that why?
He's the honest person. He just said.
But calcium, what does that have to do with his oh, he said he had bad bones.
He has bad bones. His ankle, his knees.
Those aren't bones.
His
though.
Shoulder.
We're talking about joints.
So, yeah.
Oh, he said his joints are bad.
Yeah.
That's
the weight.
See, that's what he didn't want to say the first time. This is what he was trying to avoid the first time.
Hey,
to
you
say.
Fat fuck. Listen, all your problems is because you're a fat ass. That's what he wanted to say. But he said calcium.
I see people like
bones
you who come and break our benches
in
and our seats.
He's coming
down.
And you're breathing hard.
And calcium.
You come here every day.
All that.
You want Medicare?
Well, we got to grease the doors open so you slide through.
I didn't want to put a lot of medicine on him, Craig, so I started off with calcium. Take some calcium pills. Mm-hmm. And I was going to work on other prescriptions later.
Hey, you ever tried Ozempic? Huh?
Or row? You see Serena?
Or walking? Have you tried that?
Have you tried that? Have you tried working out? Eating better?
Have you tried not using forks every time? The shovel?
I see people like you. I see your kind coming here all the time. Coming here,
just waddling in.
We feel you. The ground starts shaking,
putting you on a forklift.
He already diagnosed you. He's like,
I see people like you.
Here comes forklift Chaz, everybody.
It's people like you.
Beep.
That's the reason
beep.
We don't.
What would a friend do that's in the medical field? Try to do what? Help, right?
I appreciate the help. It was your setup.
Now
the
I could have gave you medicine for gout, which can cause lip. Liver damage, but I didn't want to go that route.
I appreciate it. I have a healthy liver.
Damn,
most
he got gout.
Yeah, he don't drink.
I don't drink. I don't smoke.
But his ankles swell up and they hurt a lot.
I didn't say they swell. I heard it a long time ago playing sports. Same
but
with my shoulder.
If it's a long time ago, that's not normal. It should have been healed.
No, but it's the way I heard it. You know what I'm saying? I went up for a rebound, landed on this dude's foot. Told you I was in church league. Whole thing. Pulled it, like, you know, you ever do the land on the foot?
Chad, you said you were 14 when this happened.
No, I did not. I told you I was writing. I was 20-something.
And how old are you now?
40.
So that was 20 years ago?
No, 20-something. This is less than that. It's like teens.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in the teens.
Is what he's saying.
It should have healed. It
should
have healed.
That's the problem with joints, guys. It's the problem with joints.
Well,
joints.
But your body also keeps score. So as you get older... Shit be coming back.
And then
back.
I said I was lifting, which was not helping. Lifting the heavy weights, putting on that pressure.
So you,
you know you're talking to a doctor, right?
You suffer from joint pain, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You got arthritis?
I do on my shoulder now.
Okay, that's two. Joint pain, arthritis.
Yeah, but not in my knees or ankle.
That's all right.
I love pain. How in his head he's just like, fat. Fat.
Fat. Fat one.
Fat.
Fat two.
Fat.
See, Keon.
Fat. You know what's fucked up? That'd be the truth a lot of times. But if I say it, if I say something like that, then people are like, oh, you don't know our struggles.
Good thing you didn't say it, Keon. And
it's medical knowledge.
It's medical, yeah.
But if you say this shit, it's funny. Fucking you. You're
Wait,
an asshole.
Right.
Keon, what's the medical knowledge you did?
Fat.
Fat. Fat. Fat. If you're overweight, your body is going through a lot of shit.
If a doctor came in and said, okay, so you're suffering from fatness? Just a lot of it. Just
that's what's the name you doing on the show? The problem is you're fat.
Yeah, like my knee, fat.
Fat.
Ankle, fat.
Fat.
My neck, fat.
Fat.
Have you tried losing the weight?
What's crazy is no. Like people be like, it's got to be something else. It's like, no.
You
are treating your body like shit.
How I started was I got to stop lifting heavy weights because it's taking a toll on my body. Because it does that as you get older.
It does.
Right? Yeah. And I would lift heavy since I was 14. Right?
Right.
So it's a lot. So now I'm like, shoulder hurts, knee hurts, ankle hurts. I'm like, all these other things on top of the injuries, right?
Right.
Are doing damage. Then Chris said, you're fat.
I didn't say
Chris
that.
Said, mm-hmm. You want my professional opinion?
I'm going off of my knowledge of joint
pain. I gave
pain.
Him the timeline of all the injuries, the sports.
I mean,
20 years ago. I can't work with that.
But the lifting isn't 20 years ago.
I can't work.
You see what I'm saying? The lifting is, I'm like, I have to stop lifting, as in
you
currently.
Don't have to stop work lifting, though.
No, you can not, lift.
Well, I said lifting heavy. This is what I said. Because of the current situation of my ligaments and joints, right?
Right.
That, I was very specific in why I'm having these pains. So
and
like,
what did you diagnose him with, Chris?
Fatness. Just an obscene amount.
Stage three.
Did you say stage three fatness?
Stage three fatness. Like, so stage three, you can come back from.
Wait, what's the last stage?
Stage five, I think.
I don't know.
Stage
five.
Four.
Stage four is the last.
Stage four
stage
is the last
five,
stage.
Stage four.
Wait, stage so four is like is not is nothing to do for you.
Well, it's a very it's, small yeah, chance
stage
to come back.
You out of there?
Yeah, you got low radiation key. And a lot yeah. of other
I feel,
stuff.
I feel like I'm not in stage three of fatness, but you know what? That's what leads people down that road.
Exactly.
Because you see other
they're
big people,
denial.
And you go, at least I'm not
stage,
that.
Stage one, the mirror. You saw yeah. the shit, and you're like, ah.
But is that pre-diabetic?
I'm never no.
No,
I'm
not.
I'm not even
no,
close.
Not good.
I'm
good.
My insides are all super healthy. You know, mm-hmm. I'm very healthy.
It's the outsides that's unhealthy.
The outsides that look a little raggedy that get to use a little toning.
Right.
That's
why do you do this?
It's no, because you know you could develop a lot of fat around your heart.
But yeah. But we did all those tests.
Yeah.
I'm good. My liver is clean.
You had
my
an EKG?
Heart is clean. No, I had a
echocardiogram. No, because you got to get on a trip.
Man. I had a.
No, an echocardiogram, you have to get on a trip.
It's because he keeps a straight
it's
face.
It's so smooth.
He keeps a straight face.
It's so smooth.
So funny.
God damn. That's what makes me upset.
I
want to
cast him with something.
God
he can keep a straight
but
face.
That's what makes me upset.
What
about
is an echocardiogram, Keon?
I don't know.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm not.
Look. This
with
is,
all
this
comedians.
Is because the last time you did it, you were like, oh, Chaz, you still fit? What'd you say? Oh, you outgrew your fat clothes? I'm like that. Remember? I can't remember what it was.
I just asked you, were you still outgrowing your clothes?
Right. But it was so
so
matter of factly.
It was so.
And that was a real question.
And it was solid. So then.
You were talking about your weight.
Yeah.
So then today, I forgot the first one. What was the first one? Oh, if you started talking, just the diagnosis. It was so smooth. But this one. You're like, yeah, no, you'd have to get on the treadmill. Like, you don't do that.
Not that you don't do it, because you have joint pain.
But it's
so hard to do that test with
smooth.
You.
Smooth.
It's so smooth. So
oh, my God.
Yeah, there's stages.
That's why I go,
it's Craig. Craig is stage one. Craig, stage one.
Mm-hmm. Craig, yeah,
he
Craig.
Got time. He was aware of it. He started wearing bigger clothes, but he knew.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
He knew.
Yeah, you don't have joint pain either.
But they
though, right?
said, but him and DC it's said they lost pain. Weight since they've been out there.
Really?
Sure have.
Yeah.
How long y'all been out there?
We've been out here over a month now.
Now, what are you doing that you didn't let him know?
I'm being active.
I have to get my regiment.
Go for
being
a long
active.
Walk.
See, now what I'm saying, here's what I'm saying. I was being active but doing the wrong thing because the lifting is hurting me. So what I was going to say before you started diagnosing me with fatness.
I'm sorry.
Because I was interrupted, by the way. We never came back to what I was talking about.
My apologies. I got to learn from my mistakes.
I appreciate you. What I was going to say is that I had to start
let's
doing...
Let's hear you stage three.
I'm saying I had to start
from
going
one,
from lifting
three.
Heavy yeah. to start doing more... what's the word?
Stretching?
Because I was going to say like plyometrics
yeah.
and stuff like this.
Well,
like
that's a lot of jumping and shit. So
but that stuff is good. That stuff is
it
good.
It is, but you got to...
I don't have the problem with that. It's the... It's the, like I said, the pressure of putting 300 pounds on you, 300 yeah. pounds on 200 pounds on my shoulder. Like, mm-hmm. I can't do that stuff anymore.
You're talking about the weights?
They're talking about the weights, not okay. just regular.
No, I didn't know. You pushing 3 bills, bro?
No. I'm 240.
So I got concerned real fast.
I
was like, God damn.
I am 240, though.
Okay.
But also, having the muscle helps, because if I was 240 with no muscle, it would be like a 5'7 blob.
Yeah, you don't have muscle memory.
I do. That's why I can
no,
lift
it does,
heavy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know
like,
what I mean?
It comes back like that.
I would start off with yoga if I was you.
That's hard, bro.
It is, but they got
honestly,
beginner.
It's probably really good, though.
Honestly, I would just start. I got a real bad crick in my neck. mm-hmm. like a couple days ago to where like I could I was getting headaches. Couldn't it was that bad. Like,
doing
I
yoga? Move,
I couldn't walk. No, I just got it, woke up around stretch, did something, pinched a nerve. Shit was terrible.
Yeah.
So because of that, I realized I never stretch my upper body. Mm-hmm. I never stretch my, like everybody goes to work out, you only stretch your legs.
Right.
And then so I was like, me and Katia went to the gym and I was stretching her out and I was like, that's the one thing I miss about college was having trainers and stuff and mm-hmm. other people stretching. And even before practice, football, anything, mm-hmm. you do partner stretches.
Mm-hmm. Right.
In sports, you always do partner. Your boy is sitting there pushing on you right and then back. You go to the training.
Yes. All right, yep.
So me and Kati recently started doing partner stretching.
Right.
Where, you know, one pulls the other and we just started doing. And let me tell you something, man. Just stretching at this age, goddamn, I feel so much better.
Yep. Yeah.
Just stretching every day.
Yeah.
Not even working out. None of, just the stretching.
Because then you still so feel like better, bro. Picking up workouts that I did when I was a teenager.
And then you
20s.
Realize how bad and stiff you are. She had me do this one thing. Yeah. All you're supposed to do is just, you know, put your legs under you and sit down. The top of my ankle. Just doing that hurts so much.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, I got to start stretching. Like, this is insane.
Yeah.
It hurts. Sitting down hurts.
It hurts.
You ever get a massage on your calf, bro? It's painful.
That's the crazy part.
I was like, oh, there was so much tension in there. I didn't even know about.
We have this place. It's called Hit Stretch, whatever. We went to it. It's like $60.
The Stretch Lab?
Yeah, the Stretch Lab.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Stretch Lab.
So bro was stretching me. He was like, you played sports, huh? He was like, you basketball players are weird when it comes to. You're actually flexible, but your hamstrings are shit, like super tight.
Yeah.
Your ankles be tight, but then you can move. Like he was like, is that good? Good. I was like, yeah, keep going. Like I was fine, but then certain other positions, I was like, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
And he was like, you guys, the muscles. Each sport is different because of the muscles you use.
Right.
So he was like, you guys, hamstrings be shot. Like my hamstrings be tight. That's why your back hurts.
Right.
Because your hamstrings be pulling. Yeah. It's like so I stretch my hamstrings and my, you know, Achilles a lot because I'm scared at this age to fucking. Bust your Achilles. DC did his walking.
Yeah.
So you get to a certain age. Yeah.
Light stepped on jog. Something wrong.
So you do something at this age. So I'm always stretching my legs and stuff. Then I realize I never stretch my upper body.
Right.
So I'm getting pinched nerves and shit. I got to start stretching my upper body.
Yep.
And then even doing that, I tried to do this joint. Oh my God.
This is a wrap.
It was terrible.
That's painful.
It was pathetic.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I got to get my shit together.
Is the stretch lab worth it?
No. You can do it. You can go on YouTube. And now it is better to have a partner. Mm-hmm. Stretching with a partner is way better.
Yeah.
Because they can just, you know, they push, pull, you know,
mm-hmm.
push your hip into the, you know, stretching by yourself, it's only so much you can do.
Right.
Without using, you'd have to know what you were doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I was watching some of my boys that had played professional, and I saw one of them stretching. I was like, what does that do?
Yeah.
Because I'd never seen that stretch. He was like, oh, that opens up your hip flexor. He had put his leg on the bench. And then, like, almost like he, like a dog pees and put his leg on the bench. I was like, oh, I've never done that in my life. And he was like, yeah, it's for your hip flexors. It makes you more flexible, opens you up, blah, blah. Because the dude was telling me that my hips, my, what do you call the inner, your groin area, hip flexor is real bad on one side.
Mm.
And so he was like, you got to change it. And then all my injuries, my sports injuries was on my left, my ankle, my shoulder.
You're left-handed.
No, I'm right-handed.
Mine's all on my left side.
Everything was on the left. So what your body does is overcompensates, and you start leaning everything on the right.
Mm-hmm.
So then, and I jumped off to go in Duncan's. I jumped off my left leg. So I would stretch my left leg. So my left leg's more flexible than my right leg.
Ah, gotcha.
And then, so it's like all kind of shit that's like, you know, they put you on a machine. They show you all your stuff. But partner stretching will solve most of it.
There it is.
We don't stretch as adults.
No, we don't.
We don't stretch, like, ever.
You just and also, my mind was always like, just pick up where you left off, bro. My body's like, what are you doing?
Well, yeah. And then that age, you just don't think it's that bad.
No, you don't.
Like, especially if you were an athlete, you're like, I'm good. Especially when you're more athletic than your counterparts.
Right.
That's my problem. I'd be thinking, like, I'm still good because I'm in better shape than all you niggas. But then in real life, my body is like.
If you got out there and hoop right now, Keon, you can hoop. But
I'll be sore for 3 days.
You're going to be sore.
Yeah.
And that's the other side of it, too, is the recovery.
Stretching after.
When you hear these athletes, they go like, yeah, as I got older, I go in earlier. Mm-hmm. I stay longer to recover. Like all the ice baths and just that recovery that I've never done.
Since college, I never did any recovery. So like, I'll go lift, leave the gym, and I just go home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't do none of that.
There's no cool down.
Yeah, I got to start doing all that.
And I still hoop every Monday and Saturday.
Yeah.
I gotta start doing all that.
Toe up after.
And then in basketball, I could still offensively, I could still give anybody buckets.
Yeah.
I'm a scorer.
Uh-huh.
Defensively, you're gonna get yours back because I can't hold water. I can't hold shit. Cause my body won't move the way I need it to move. Part of it because I'm not as flexible.
Right.
Part of it because I'm not, you know, my twitch movements are slower. All that shit. So I'm just gonna keep stretching and see. Like, I was driving here today, I felt great. We just stretched last night. I just felt great.
Yeah, man.
I was like, we gotta start stretching. We're just at that stretch. Age. But that's why them Asians, they just go to the park.
Tai Chi.
Stretch, bro.
They do that Tai Chi and
you just gotta stretch your
they
body.
They be 112 years old.
Stretching. That's all you gotta do is stretch.
Stretch.
Jogging up mountains in Mount Fuji and shit.
Yeah. So I'm gonna get back to stretching, and then when I can get my body right, I might want to try some yoga or something like that. Yeah.
I really want to get more.
Yeah.
And then when I was doing like Muay Thai, this was a long time ago. This was before the kid came. I felt so strong. I felt so strong. And then once you stop doing the stuff, then you're just like, ah, nigga, what happened? I remember I woke up one day, was like, what the fuck happened to me? I was doing so good. Who am I? Who are you in the mirror?
That's why I think everybody needs a certain level of vanity, man.
Yeah, man.
Vanity really be saving my life, bro. It really do. Like, it's just pure vanity.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be like when you say you're in shape, and I'd be like, I'm not. I know where I'm supposed to be. So if I don't reach that, that don't count to me. So if I'm not here, I'm out of shape.
Because physically, it looks like you're in shape.
Physically, people be like, oh, he looks great. Especially for 40.
I had this big thing.
In my mind, I'm like, this is not what I'm supposed to be.
Right.
You don't, I was going to say, you don't adjust it for the age, but there's a lot of people who are in crazy shape.
Crazy
older.
Shape.
Yeah.
Way older 50. Than me.
Yeah.
Looking phenomenal. I don't have an excuse.
Yeah. It's different if you get paid to work out. Like when I look at like a Terry Crews, I'm like, this nigga has to stay in shape. This is
but
the
also,
job.
He been doing this, so him and the Shannon, some people have been doing this so long, that's all you know. And I do have that advantage. I'll be honest. And, you know, when you've been doing it since you were 7.
Right.
That's all you can't undo, even though they're all out of fat ex-athletes though. So
mainly, well, that's just stopping the activity. You're just like,
yeah, they stop.
But the amount of that you used to work out to what you do,
oh, it's not even close.
And it shouldn't be. It should, like, you don't need to go that hard anymore if you're not that.
I don't need to burn 35,000 calories a day anymore. That's insane.
For nothing, just
for no reason. That's stupid.
Yeah, I was like, unless you're getting paid to be, like, nigga, somebody's like, hey, do this Marvel movie, and they get you trainers and nutritionists.
Shape.
Right.
You have to. I'd be like, if they're going to give you everything you need to be in this ridiculous like shape, you know?
Right. But doing it on your own.
I tell people all the time, having a six-pack's a full-time job, bro. I was like, you always got to be counting calories and doing this. It's a, you got to keep monitor this.
You have to eat
time.
A certain way to keep a six-pack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you were working out like a maniac. Though.
Right.
Like, not just like, when we were in college, we could eat a whole pizza for dinner and wake up the next morning. But we were running and working out like it was insane. You have your morning workouts. Then you have your individual workouts.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go to practice.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got lifting after that. Like, we working out 4 times a day.
Right.
So, I could eat a whole pizza. And I'm 21.
Nothing. Okay. I'm going to get up in the morning. I got to work
out. And still have abs. Yep. We had one dude on our team. He was one of them freak athletes. He drank beer every night, a six-pack. Blah, blah. Fucking ripped. Just shredded for no reason. No reason. And just shredded up.
Beer every day.
Drinking six-packs every night, blah, blah, but...
You know when I really noticed the weight change, and I didn't think about this till years later, is that when I was loading luggage, it was so active, and then I went to writing full time, and I was doing absolutely nothing, and I didn't even think about that for the longest, bro. I was like, dang, I went from moving all the time, 6 hours, to sitting on
that's
my
a workout,
ass.
6 hours a day.
Yeah, it was, and it helped, you know, burn that. Plus with the eating right, I noticed when I eat right. But I'm still not active, it doesn't change anything. I was like, it doesn't, it's like you're just, the inactivity is the biggest thing. But years, though, it was like 3 years, so I was like, what happened?
Right?
Because I was like, I don't eat terrible. Yeah. And they was just like, no, you went from burning probably 1,000-something, you know, calories a day to doing absolutely nothing.
No, probably more, because you burn, 2,000. I know on my app, just doing nothing, I burn like 1,700 a day.
Yeah,
doing
you burn about 2,000 doing nothing.
So if you factor in, you go on a walk,
right?
You hit the gym,
right?
You add on, and then that buys you more that you can eat.
You can lose weight not eating meat.
but you can gain weight not eating meat.
If you go on a bunch of carbs.
You know, so it's just like, you just got to be burning more than you take in.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
Just burn more. And what are you taking in? Like,
right.
Technically, yeah, you went under your calories, but you had candy all day. Well, that's sugar. That's going to
affect you somewhere else.
It's going to affect you somewhere else. So it's like, then you have your good fats versus your bad fats. And, right. But all this stuff is, you can look it up if you want to.
Right.
Like, it's not. Fat. Niggas just don't want to. Yeah. They just don't want to do it.
It's work, bro. I get the idea when people get into like habits, you know?
Yeah.
And I think when people try to work out and lose weight, they try to do everything at once. Mm. You're trying to eat this salad and stay under these calories, and you're trying to go work out. It's like you can burn yourself out immediately and then you don't see the result right away.
I think that's a problem. We can go away from this topic and apply that to everything though. Everybody's problem is I want it done now.
Right.
We live in a microwave society, and we've kind of low key already have. It's just worse now with social media.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So like everybody, you know, like shit, we've been grinding at this fucking comedy thing for decades.
Right.
And but people be like, if I don't hit 1 million followers in a year, I'm done. You know what I mean? It's like, bruh, that's not how. If I don't lose 20 pounds right now, I'm done. And it's like, that's not how it works.
That's not
how nothing works.
Yeah,
you got
to
keep.
Just got to keep going.
Even relationships, people be like, I want that. And then people have been 30 years.
Right.
30 years of ups and downs and putting into that and working. You don't find that shit. You build that shit.
Right.
I want to find a love. How the fuck you going to find a love like that? Them people didn't put work in.
Right.
They didn't learn each other. They didn't almost got divorced a couple times.
Right.
And people be like, I just want that now. I want the end result. Everybody just wants the end result. And it's like, that's not real life.
Right.
That's not. And then they quit, give up, and then get mad at somebody else for saying you got to work.
Right.
And it's just, that's ridiculous.
I said I was going to do comedy at 32. I said, if I ain't on by 32, I'm done.
Here we are.
Yep.
Here we are. And it's crazy, bro, to be at something for so long, have so many ups and downs, been close a bunch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All the goddamn close encounters. I'm like, fuck.
Man.
Shit.
But anything worth having, you got to work for it.
Got to work for it.
If you want it, you're going to have to work for it. And just people just do not want to work. No matter what topic, you bring up any topic, you can, and you find where they came up short, they just didn't do the work.
Yeah, or
and work is hard.
Yeah,
I just had this talk with my kids yesterday.
But I just had to talk with Izzy about that
just yesterday
too.
about work because they want to do everything that's fun. Said everything ain't gonna be fun.
No.
Some shit fucking sucks, bro. Like it sucks, and you got to do it anyway.
Yep.
And we got to talk about facing fears. That's another thing. People be like, it's too hard. I don't even want to bother with it.
Right.
I'm like, you think I'm not scared to do shit? I just do it anyway. Terrified. And I do it anyway. And then when you overcome on the other end, it's always worth it. You always feel better. I was like, so as I'm dropping them off to MMA as they, you know, we're having this talk. And I was like, now when y'all working out, I got to go over there and lift. I don't want to work out at all right now. I don't want to do shit.
Right.
I would love to just be on my phone and watch y'all, but I have to work out because daddy's 40 and he's old.
Right.
And this shit sucks, but I got to do it. So if I can do this, you can do it at 8. You got all the energy in the goddamn
world.
You'll
be fine.
Mm-hmm. You'll be fine.
Yeah, this shit is scary.
And I was like, and I'm doing this to instill this worth ethic in y'all now.
Right.
So when you're older, you're not some loser. And so we had to talk about that. I said, all losers are people who quit.
Yep.
That's all losers are. They're just people who quit. No matter what thing you're talking about, they just quit. And they had it. If they would just kept going, they had it.
They fucking quit.
And that's what made them a loser. Financially, spiritually, whatever. They quit. I was like, I'm not raising quitters. So y'all gonna figure it out. I don't care if y'all can be mad at me. Y'all can do whatever.
They
took it.
You can pivot.
They took it. They were like, we hear you.
Right.
And they went there and went 100 miles an hour. I said, bet.
Yeah, I had the same talk with Izzy. I was like, hey, you ain't going to be no loser.
You're gonna
recognize what a loser is so you don't get with no fucking loser. I got like, it's important because you don't want no one dragging you down while you're trying to achieve something and because they can't get themselves to do something. I was like, nah, you're going to understand what hard work means. I think I ruined her, though. I think I know I can be insensitive. And I told Izzy, what did I tell her, man? I told her something about, I'm trying to remember. But she told me to, she said, I always tell her, toughen up, buttercup.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her something. I was like, yeah, something about my shoulder. She was like, toughen up, buttercup, and walked out.
Hilarious.
I said, I'm raising a goddamn monster.
I mean, you can walk that back though. It's better to I tell my kids I'd rather y'all be like aggressive and confident and stuff. I can walk that back. Trying to make somebody believe in themselves, that's hard.
Right.
Make them believe in themselves.
Yeah, that's hard, man. I'd rather y'all be overconfident, over aggressive, and I can be like, okay, dial it back a little bit.
Yeah.
But trying to make somebody, especially in adulthood, trying to make somebody believe in themselves or have confidence or want to do work, it's too late.
Yeah, man.
It's not going to happen.
Scariest thing I ever done. Shoot my own comedy special. Yeah, man, that was scary, bro.
Yeah, I bet. But you did it anyway.
In 60 days, I was scared. Cause
I imagine.
And they were like, yeah, to fill it up, you need 380. I'm like, how can I? And only had 2 months.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, how did you get the people to come? And I would feel so stupid. I'm promoting all this online. 45 people showed up.
Yeah, right. Right. You feel like a failure.
If you feel like a failure. All these cameras in here.
Yeah.
And the lady I was directing, she's like, Chris, are the people going to be here? Yeah.
Hopefully. Hopefully.
That's how I felt, Keon. Hopefully.
But I'm going to do it anyway.
And we're going to have 5 cameras with 40 people.
In. Everybody sit together. Get in real tight.
I'm going to take this leap on
that
faith.
That was scary, bro.
And, you know.
Right.
But see, so 99% of people would have been like, this is too hard. You're right. I'm out. Like they would let people talk them out of it.
Yep.
And that's another thing. People will try to talk you out of shit.
Yeah.
Right.
You sure you want to do that? Because it's going to be...
I heard all kinds. Chris, just because somebody buy a ticket don't mean they're going to show up. You got to look at it like this.
All the shit.
300 people buy a ticket,
and
only 100 is going to show
their
up.
Their fear and their insecurities trying to, you know... And I tell people all the time, I ain't never failed at nothing. I've taken losses along the way.
Right.
I've had hiccups. But I was like, I don't fail.
Right.
I refuse to fail. Right.
I was like, I've taken some L's in between going to my wins.
Right.
But I was like, I do not fucking fail. And people, when you say something like that, people think you crazy. They'll look at you like, this nigga, who do you think he is? Blah, blah. First of all, I think I'm me.
Yeah.
I think I'm me. So, and it's not, I take L's.
I think I'm me, bitch.
Yeah. And people don't understand that. They don't understand that. And so they'll try to, you know, knock you for it or whatever. And it's like, no. And I'll document my L's. I'll document that when nobody showed up but it's for the sellouts. I kept going for the sellouts.
Right.
But I knew that was going to happen. I just didn't know when.
Right.
But I was like, I don't fail, bro, because I don't quit.
That's it.
Cause it's like,
you just gotta have to watch me win and suck it up.
Right.
Because I don't quit.
Yeah. You just gotta retool, bro. I go like, you're gonna have setbacks, bro.
Yeah, bro.
You gotta retool and be like, all right, so what's next? That didn't work out. That didn't work out. Let me get better at this. Let me get better at that. Like, you gotta figure it out. You gotta keep moving, figuring it out. Like, you be figuring out shit for 20 years. You just gotta figure it out.
Just gotta figure it out.
One day when it hit, though,
yeah,
it hit.
Like, woo! Like, damn.
You'd be like, I did it. Where that other person would have quit in year 7.
And then once you hit it, you can't take a break.
No.
That's the time that you gotta hit it even more.
But you get another surge because you're like, fuck, right, the work I did. You get another boost of energy.
Yeah. And other things get easier.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I don't have to do this as much now. I have to do this now.
I did all that shit before. Now I don't have to do this.
But you know, I put in the work, it's going to happen.
Yeah, right. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's going
to
happen.
We just said this yesterday. I was talking to I don't know why I can't remember what I'd be saying to people, but they were saying
that. Memory, you know. If you,
fatness.
If your memory start going, you got to lose some weight. Everybody know that. That's how it go.
Calcium.
They were saying that good things that come to those who wait. And I said, good things come to those who work. And I was like, it's a big difference between that. And I was like, you don't you gotta work. You can work at what you're doing all the time and good things will come.
Would they say faith without works? Yeah, I think people would be like, even when people go that route, you want to go religious, right? God will provide what I need. He never said just sit around.
Yeah, you still got
on your ass.
You gotta do your part.
No, you gotta put in some effort.
You gotta put in
to
the
get
work.
Them blessings.
God said, I'm gonna do my part. You do your part.
I have this stuff waiting for you.
Right.
You gotta go get it. You gotta go get it. I read
all those passages when I said I'm about to film this special, man. I was a praying warrior, man. Yeah. And I started looking at, what's that dude, Goddard? Manifestation stuff. I was doing everything.
What was your strategy to get the people in? What did you do?
I didn't even have no strategy. I was just making it bigger. Like, to me, I'm like, I'm about to make these posts, put this music behind it, and make it bigger than what it is to the people. If I believe in it.
Right.
So, and I got every comedian that I knew to make a drop. Hey, man, just say
no
June 26th.
No problem.
DL, can you say, D-Ray, can you? And I jumped on every podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, and let's... And then that damn Internet is Scary podcast, that when we did that and it did all these views, that's when I got a lot of tickets. And I wasn't sold out. The day before the show, June 25th, I shot it June 26th. 25th, it said, only 171 ticket sales.
Yeah.
And but that's enough, though.
That's enough.
That's enough.
It still will look empty.
Yeah.
But and the people at the Regent Theater was like, hey, what you want us to put on a marquee? I was like, put congratulations, sold out. They're like, okay.
Yeah.
I said, I paid for the theater. You can put whatever.
Right. Yeah.
But sold out. That day, another 200 ticket sales was bought at the door.
Damn.
I couldn't believe it.
When did you find out they bought the 200 at the door? Like right then and there before you went
out?
No,
I never
after?
Went out. Once I came out, I was like, I was
so
shocked.
So once you came on stage, you saw all the people.
I saw all the people.
Woo!
I was, and everybody was standing, and I was tripping.
Oh, that's a great feeling. You had the best set of your
that's
life.
That's fire, bro.
That was the best set of my
life. You was riding on adrenaline and love. And
yeah, man. I'm like, how?
That's right, but you did the work.
I did
you
the
believed in yourself,
work.
And you said, you know what, this is going to work.
Yeah.
And it's got to work.
It's got to work. Sometimes it be like that. This has to work.
Right.
I remember this girl asked me what my plan B was. I almost slapped her. That's what the fuck is a plan B?
Right.
What are you talking about? So this what happens if comedy doesn't work? No. What are you talking about? I don't even know. And she thought I was crazy for having that kind of attitude.
Mm.
I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I don't know.
Right.
It's going to work. But that's mighty. Yeah, it is. And it's going to work.
That's how people look at it, though.
And because
yeah.
that, but that's their own shit.
That's
their own fears. That's their own insecurities. And sometimes people let other people, you know, have that effect on them.
Right.
Like, y'all can't break. First of all, I was like, y'all don't know Keith and Chiappoli. They raised me. Y'all can't break me. Y'all can't phase me. Y'all can be mad. You guys cannot get me. Your shit is your shit. Especially the older I get, and the less I care.
Right.
You know, you get older, and you start getting more set in who you are, and more set, and you be like, you think I give a fuck?
Right.
About what y'all think?
I just had to tell my homie. At the older we get, we don't give a fuck no more.
But goddamn.
Oh, well.
I'm peaking at the perfect time. Hey, because when people start giving their opinions on my social media, I don't give a shit. I do not care. My family fed. I'm happy. The wife happy. The kids happy. I don't give a shit.
You're right.
You can't. Well, bye. Nigga, kick rocks.
This isn't for you, man.
I don't give a shit.
I saw a comment Kia responded to on Instagram. Some dude says something about your joke. He said something like referring you to somebody else or something.
Mm-hmm.
And some girl responded, and your response was so fucking funny. Like, you didn't give a shit. And I wish I can go back to it. But I think it was Laughter After Dark, and they use you as a collaborator or something like that.
Yeah.
And somebody said something, but when I looked at your response, said, he don't give a shit. Yeah, he hit that age now.
And then, too, when it comes to social media shit, when they be talking about, I'm following. First of all, we didn't even know you were following. How can you? How you hurt my feelings, and I didn't know you existed.
Exactly.
That doesn't make any sense. Secondly, we lose followers every single day. Not some days. Not every single day. The reason why we're growing because we're gaining more than we're losing.
Right.
So you can kick rocks. So one person leaves and 50 come. I don't give a fuck.
Right.
Now 50 leaving every day and one coming, I'm doing something wrong.
Yeah.
But if 50 coming and one leave, bye.
Right.
All right. Then this wasn't for you. Even now, when people comment on my shit, I didn't like this. Well, it wasn't for you.
It's not for you. What happened to that? What happened to me just not being for you? There's other comedians that
fine.
I don't like, bro. Then I just go like, oh, they're just not for me. There's some comedians I don't get how they had their career. I'm like, I don't get it.
Enough of me. So what?
I see them at a sold out theater. So they doing something right for somebody.
And I'd be like, the fact that you needed to let me know that a stranger says more about you than it does about me.
Right.
You need to let a stranger know I don't like this.
Right.
And attempts to, I don't know, bother me or whatever your purpose was, because you could have scrolled by. You wanted to say this to a stranger.
This is it. This is how.
Yeah.
See this right here? I'm gone. I'm never in your life again. Right. So you scroll right by.
You know what I wish I can do? I wish I could prank comedians, like as far as I can control their following. They wake up one day and Keon got 1,500 followers. And it'd be like, what the fuck?
I'd be like what?
I would
happened,
love to prank
bro?
All the comedians that way.
Prank I'd be like, whenever I built you don't this.
No, worse than that would be pranking a guy who was at 1,000, then they got 1,000,000. And he'd be like, we here, baby. That's what I'm talking about. That would be heartbreaking. You'd be like, hey, nigga, I got you.
Yeah.
And it goes right back down. He been putting all this work and all these videos. I just need one to pop.
He thought it finally hit.
I would love to do that shit. That'd go viral.
That'd be hella funny.
He'd quit.
But if you lose him, you just contact. Like, hey, they took my page. I need that back. I need, because we took a long time. I looked at mine the other day, and I was like, man, it took a long time. To get 173,000, that's it took a while for me to get that. And if I lost it, I'd be pissed.
See?
I'd be like, I would love bro. It.
That would be...
That's a great prank. Either way it goes.
It's a great
That's
prank.
That's funny as hell.
You'd be
bro. I thought of this so long ago, and I'm like, but how would I be able to do that? Who do I contact?
Like, Instagram was like, we've been waiting on this.
Instagram fuck around and not give it back.
We'd love to do this to somebody. This is being
Instagram
crazy.
Mess around.
I should have kept that idea to myself. And somebody sitting in that office.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Sneed.
Now, but the Instagram would charge for it. If you want to prank your friend.
Oh, yeah, they will. They got to make that money.
But that's my idea.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's ours. It's ours now.
It is now. Well, it's documented. If we want to go to court with it.
If we go to court, I said it.
Yeah.
If you want to go to court with it.
Yeah.
They'll probably just give you a $700, like your lottery ticket. But like, yeah, you love this amount.
Right, let's get out of here.
I'll take you. What'd you say?
I said, let's get out of here. Yeah.
Oh, let's get out of here. Cool. Gregory never came back. It's all right.
Oh, yeah, he probably had to do something, and we're at an hour.
He had to do producer stuff. Chris Neat, this is the week after. Where you at?
Oh, man, I'm at, I don't know where I'm at. Just follow me on Instagram. Check my page.
He's somewhere believing in himself.
Yeah, I'm believing in myself because I need urgent care when that drops.
Yeah.
Say it. You're going to do 28 million.
It's going to be 100 million. adding me and Keon's views up together.
Make sure when you drop, you go on that tour again. Do the whole podcast tour.
All that.
And I still haven't tapped into mine yet.
I'm doing an I Need Urgent Care tour.
Yeah.
If you got health care, or if you in health care, or if you're shaped like Chaz, anybody that needs help with their health, come see me, man. We're going on tour.
Damn, you guys just made me think of something. I forgot to ask them niggas if I could do that show. The ones that was just here.
Oh, damn.
Did you follow him? Oh, I mean,
yeah, well, one used to follow me.
Uh-huh. Did you ask
so him? Because he said my name. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, you still remember me. So now that we didn't met, I'm going to be like, listen, I got a special to promote.
And sometimes I haven't followed people on accident before.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm like, oh, yes, you should. Homie.
But I should have did it then. Especially when it was all laughs. It was fresh. It was fresh. I'm gonna do
but
it.
But Chaz
today.
Came in and got you. Said, we need to start the show.
No, that's good, though. But you just made me think of that. Like, I need to hit him up.
You see?
So I'm gonna hit him up.
There it is. Follow me on everything.
Yeah,
man.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, it's cool.
It came in real time. Yeah. I'm sorry. That was rude. I'm so sorry.
No, this is one of the thoughts. Like,
look, yeah, man, he's so dumb.
That's when we wake up in the middle of the night. Damn it. Why didn't I?
Sorry.
Damn it. You can follow me at I'm Chaz Rogers on, I don't know, most of those things. Lacquer and Chaz Podcast. I still hate social media. I watch mine grow. I watch it grow, and I go like, I still hate this thing. I don't know. My effort is pitiful. It's pitiful, but it's still growing. And I go like, thank God for that, because one video has been making it grow, because I have been doing nothing but the minimum. I hardly ever post still. And it's still going. I go like, hey, appreciate it. Anywho, yeah, follow me there, especially on the podcast. Thank you guys for listening also. I'm somewhere I don't remember at the moment. But yeah, Keon.
KeonPoli.com on everything.
I'm looking at treadmills.
My link.
Is this what they look like?
My link tree has all the direct links to all my stuff. So if you just go on my link tree, which is in my bio on all my pages, I believe. And it takes you to each thing, the merch page, the special page. I got all the links for that. Either if you want the album, the special on Laugh at the Dark, or Amazon Prime. Like, it's all, you can go all the links.
Or the nudes. Send them the nudes.
Now, if I send the nudes, I'd have been famous. that's one thought I have all the time. Like, nigga, if I didn't have morals, I would have took the fuck off. Bro.
Like, my parents.
Sometimes you want to do it?
I didn't thought about it 1,000 times. Like, man.
My parents would have been still out of here,
bro. I'd have been out of here. I was like, all right. Out of here, bro. But I can't. I got
just
a talent.
Be after dark.
Yeah. So yeah, but
no
all the stuff.
No laughs.
No laughs.
No laughs. After dark.
It's just after dark, baby.
Just dick after dark, baby.
What else? So this is next week. So this weekend I'm in Edmonton, Canada, at the comic strip, and then the 29th, two shows. I think 7 and 9, San Diego. Get your tickets. It's probably going to sell out. That's why we're doing 2 this time. San Diego mic drop. Wildly Inappropriate. Check that out. Me, Gary Anderson, Keenan Baker. Numbers are growing. It's slow, but it's growing. Keep growing. We got to get the views
just don't
higher.
Don't stop.
Share the views. And share. I know y'all listening on the on your phone and stuff like that. That's hitting the iTunes and all that.
Yeah.
I was like, but share the, because our clips are killing.
The clips killing.
The clips are hitting, but the subs and stuff are slow. So subscribe to the YouTube page. Grow that. Thank everybody who's been supporting, and thank all the new people. Thank the people who was dragging their feet, and now you're jumping. I don't care why you're doing it, but I appreciate that you're doing it. For those out there who need a little bit of words of encouragement, believe in yourself and just keep going.
Don't be a loser.
Don't be a loser. Keep going. You're not a loser because you're a loser. You're a loser because you quit. Don't quit.
Quote of the day.
Don't quit. Just keep going. What say? You would have the admin at school watching like, oh, hilarious.
And remember, you're the way you are because you're fat. You're fat. Dr. Sneed.
We appreciate Chris filling in for DC.
Thank you, bro.
Yeah, thank y'all, man. I missed y'all, man.
Yeah, it's been a minute, man.
Thank you for having me, man.
You live so far, bro.
Always. I know.
You live so far.
And I do it for y'all.
We appreciate it, man. Yeah.
Only 2 hours. No, it was 1 hour and 30 yeah, to get
that's
here.
That's a hike.
It's no traffic. It's
hella far.
That's a hike.
Far as shit.
We appreciate y'all, man. Thank y'all so much.
Peace.
We out.